I can toss this shit against the fucking wall with my fucking mouth 47 times.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Welcome back to the Aqua Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy Nas, aka Stiggs.
What up, I'm Vince.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in a bag of chips. Yes. Regular guys with awkward lives. Awkward thinkers. White people, claps in the building. Make sure you like, make sure you comment, make sure you subscribe. And I'm going to just hand it off to Vince to tell you the more finer details about what you should do.
Make sure you going into the comments, you following our pages, you interacting, you telling the people what they need to know. Make sure you telling us about the episode. Make sure you engage. And if we ask you shit on Instagram, make sure you send something. Let us know what you think. We just trying to pick your brain. It's called awkward thinking. We can't get awkward with each other. We need y'all.
Yeah, and you know, I appreciate the community keeps growing, and we're here with you every single Monday. But not only here with y'all every single Monday, we have a very special guest. Not really a guest necessarily, but she comes in and
our resident criminal.
She comes in, she does her thing. We have, ladies and gentlemen, the Zordon of the pod here today.
I'm on time.
On time.
I'm ready and on a mission, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What you on a mission for today?
Are you still in the game, Sharice?
Depends on who asks.
Okay, all right.
Well, the FBI is asking.
Yeah.
Get with me on Christmas. I got things half off.
We do need some Christmas boosters.
Come on now.
I kind of miss boosters. Y'all need to get back out there.
Yeah. I'll get back right outside for you.
Can the people at home, is there a contact that we can give them for you?
Contact? We don't do that. If you know, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, you heard it here, folks. If you know, then you know.
Holla at me in the comments.
The summer is officially over, so how have you been, man?
I've been good. I'm ready for the fall. I felt like the first little cold breeze of fall, and I was like, it's that weather.
And so what is that? Am I missing something? What is that?
It's that motherfucking Twilight song. It's like a little Twilight piano. Sharice, you know what I'm talking about, right?
That's why I laugh.
You know what?
She laughed to save you then.
If you was cultured, you would understand what we're talking about.
And let us ask, though. Again.
When you hear that shit, you automatically think Twilight. You think of Harry Potter. You think of fucking Fall Nights. You think of jack-o'-lanterns and shit.
But that's good, man. I'm happy that you had a great, productive summer. Mine was better than yours. I did a lot
more. Not ask yet, though.
It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. I'm just letting you know.
What type of time?
Huh? I'm just letting you know my summer was better than both of your summers.
I don't know.
What did you do?
My shit was pretty turnt.
I seen you in the house a lot.
I was in the house. Nah, but my summer was great. I think I did everything that I wanted to do this summer. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed my friends, my family. Everything of this summer was great. No complaints, no nothing. It was just an overall great fucking summer, you know?
I'm happy for you.
And now that the summer is over, we're in our depressing month. We're in September.
Don't say that.
September. It comes with the season. I'm sorry.
I'm not claiming that.
Listen, it's the aesthetic. Depression is the aesthetic that you pick up during the fall.
I ain't claiming that. That is true.
Because, look, Sharice, what's all the holidays in September? What's the major events in September?
Is it any?
Labor Day, right?
Oh, yeah.
Guess what else is there?
What?
9/11.
Never forget.
Yep, never forget.
I forgot.
I think, you know.
Hell is hot.
I ain't gonna lie. I think people are slowly forgetting about
9/11. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm like, 9/11
propaganda doesn't work the same. It worked for us because it was like, oh, my God, that was while we was alive a few years ago.
I was in second grade.
The new generation, they like.
Like it's
nigga, that's their Pearl Harbor. Like, cause when they be like Pearl Harbor, we like, nigga, it was a couple boats.
Low key getting annoyed with like all this politics, Kamala shit, Trump shit. I am sick of.
They been texting my phone nonstop. Hey, I hate it.
They do. They be like, who you voting for, bitch? Whoever loan the rent? What you talking about? Whoever
get
gonna
the
drop
fuck out
these
my business,
loans?
Kamala?
Why the fuck? I be on YouTube and shit. Why is the little campaign and shit so aggressive now?
I feel like when I see them do that, I be like, these are their diss tracks. Like, these are political.
Because it be really political diss tracks.
It really is.
They be like, yo, yeah, your politician, this the nigga you voted for?
This is your nigga?
This your king?
That's how
they be. They be like, yo, he ain't did shit for you in like 15 years, bro.
They really be going in, though.
politics be like a messy bitch that just be like hearing all the news. And you know what? They dirty in them fucking rivers over there.
They be making fake pages and everything.
They kicking your fucking back in, man, shit.
Ride Wave is the reason why they have suicide prevention months.
Ride Wave is the reason why we're aware of suicide prevention months.
He makes you want to commit suicide.
I ain't gonna lie. Ride Wave makes obituary music. I'm not gonna lie, bro.
Ride Wave makes close to casket music.
Literally.
Oh my God.
Ride Wave music fucking sucks. That nigga made awareness for
that was
shit.
Not awareness.
No, he did.
It was Logic. Like, it was basically telling you do it.
Yeah, Logic made a bigger impact than that.
No, I think his shit was just a little popular. And it don't.
Rod Wave is popular.
Rod Wave is popular, but you said he made a bigger impact. And I don't think he necessarily made it.
The song was bigger.
It was. I will say that. That one song was bigger, but it so was See You Again. It's just
Rod Wave made See You Again?
No.
But
what I'm saying is, it's not about you comparing apples to cherries. We not talking about that. You comparing us, motherfucker. Taylor Swift had a big song throughout that. We wouldn't compare those people though.
I would.
For what?
Tyler Perry. Whoa.
Shout out to Tyler Perry.
Shout out to
Tyler Perry as Taylor Swift, like dressing up as Madea.
That would roar the internet. You know that. If Taylor Swift ever tried to do some shit like that,
I would crack up laughing.
Oh, dress up as Taylor Swift?
Yeah, he dresses up as Madea. Can you imagine Madea trying to be like a Swiftie?
He did Beyonce. Yeah, so I can see that. Monique did it too. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Monique. I was on TikTok and I seen something. I guess studs are saying that like their dead name or some shit like that. Is that like a thing? Like, I don't know if that's the correct way to say it. Like dead name or their stud name.
I know about stud name.
They've been doing on TikTok like, it's kind of like because they've been doing thug names and stud names and shit like that. And then their real name be totally different from what they said.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on TikTok.
But is it like, okay, let's say your real name is Danielle. Would your stud name be Dan?
See, my thing with studs, it like they like initials. Mm. So like KJ, EJ.
Why I know a couple of like, named KJ?
They like, do. Fucked up. They fuck with initials.
DJ,
they
like, just call KJ,
DJ, like BJ. Cabrera. Stop what fucking playing all the time.
What's your name, Brenda? Bernice.
Brittany, cut it the fuck out, Bernice. Emily.
I think some women are forced to be studs.
Some women are forced to be studs. Why do you feel like you're gonna shake up the fucking internet with
it's
this one, boy?
Break it.
I know.
Shake the ground.
I don't mean no
disrespect. Oh, because they ugly.
Yes, and I do feel that way. And listen,
I do feel that way.
I think
as
some
well.
Women, and I'm not saying that I don't want it to be like a mean thing, but some women are ugly, and I think they see themselves as too ugly, and so they. Like they like, oh, I look better as a man than I do as a woman.
If you're ugly
as a woman, you ain't gonna look good as a man.
No, but
you might look handsome as fuck instead of pretty as fuck, and that might be what it is. You handsome.
Like she probably looked like her dad more than she looked like her mom.
The one who was like, I'm embarrassed. That stud do look better as a man. I'm embarrassed. The one with the
I thought that was just off of Inside Out too. I didn't know that was like a real person.
Was studs on Inside Out too?
Because they were talking about embarrassment, so and they kept posting. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
No, that comes from a stud cussing her girlfriend out for cheating.
It
was on Twitter. I'm gonna have to bring it up.
Damn.
But no, I do agree that some studs do. Kind of go into like, all right, I'll go in boyish mode because I'm probably not favorable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I do agree on that part.
I feel bad. I would assume some dudes probably go gay because of that too.
I've never seen
heard
a man that was like, I don't get women, let me go gay, see if I get these.
Yeah. It could be out there.
So once again, on TikTok, it was a man on TikTok. I don't know if you've seen it. But I got to look up the video for you. But it's a man that broke the world record. That was like a world record for like throwing ping pong balls like out of his throat.
Do you know how this? You know how? I wonder how he got there.
That's what I'm saying.
Because what made him wake up in the morning and be like, I could put them in my mouth.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I think, like, you know, how we're in this motivational, like, mm-hmm. you can do anything in this world you want to do. What made you specifically say, I can toss this shit against the fucking wall with my fucking mouth 47 times?
Goblin balls.
Goblin balls. What it was, Goblin probably balls. Like a, he seemed like the a kink kind of person. He probably one of the niggas who get that shit strapped around him. One time that shit probably got fucked up and he had to spit the ball out. And then they could spit that bitch against the wall. It came back and he said,
yeah, no bap.
He said, oh.
That's why, like,
I know Saki can't hate to see him coming.
Who?
Saki.
Who the fuck is that?
The shit at, like, the little hibachi restaurants. Oh.
That's funny. I was just at a hibachi spot.
Saki, hate to see him coming, boy.
That's funny as fuck.
Oh my God.
And in there spitting that shit right back at them.
Like, because it's like, number one, I think that I don't even think we should hold him accountable for discovering that. I think that we should hold his friends accountable because as friends, we have supporters a little bit. Yeah. Like, bro, you can do this. This is your shit. Mm-hmm. You like, that was the make it out of hood, out the hood thing for him.
Like, I don't think he had friends. I really don't.
What type of validation that niggas had to train you for that moment, bro? Like, what the fuck?
I feel like he trained himself.
In your house, you just hear a
like, what the fuck is going
your
on?
Your kids walking around like, dad,
if
fuck?
I ever see y'all just doing that, I'd be like,
that nigga was throwing throat. I ain't gonna lie. He was in that motherfucker throwing throat.
Like, how can you ever, like,
throwing throat is crazy.
That nigga shit. Like,
he a beast with it.
Like, that had to be, like, either if he did it sober, I'm hella concerned. If he was on a drunk night on some, like, look what I can do.
That's some shit he
He
got to
be gay. He does not have a wife. He has to be gay.
What if he does? What if he has, like, a wife, three kids, like, oh happily my married? Gosh. Like, this is my dad that broke the record. Like, when they flip them books and shit, whatever they are. Like,
imagine
my
you
dad.
Going over your friend's house and that's the shit you see as soon as you come in.
It's a plaque. World's
no, you see the nigga practicing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's different.
And they be like, what's that sound? Oh, that's my dad in the back.
He's just practicing.
He's just gobbling balls.
Gobbling ping pong balls in his mouth.
Got the neighborhood like, hey, you know.
It's about that time where we leave you with a positive message to get through the week. Vince, what is your positive message to get through the week?
Once again, I just want to put a PSA out there to all my female friends. Stop fucking with these lame-ass niggas. Stop fucking with these bum-ass niggas. If a nigga can't, like, not saying a nigga got to pay your rent and shit, but for real, like, if all a nigga can do is get your ass wet, stop fucking with these bum-ass niggas. If you got to argue with a nigga, if a nigga feel comfortable to disrespect you, stop dealing with the nigga. If a nigga is fucking people while you sitting at home crying your eyes out, stop fucking with niggas. Every time you let a nigga come back after fucking you over, that nigga feels like he's gained more over you. A nigga respects you less every time that you give an inch or whatever. So just PSA, stop fucking with lame ass niggas. Stop. Have some self-worth. I want y'all to love yourself a little bit more. And just stop, like, letting these niggas fuck you over. That's it.
Wow, that was amazing. Shout out to all the women that
Queens.
Are independent and, you know, doing your thing.
Being independent.
Shout out to the Queens. Independent, that's why I love her.
My positive message to get through the week.
You got all episodes.
I did. And I think, all right, so my positive message is, I really hate this. This is like a take and like a positive message. I hate the influencer wave, right? Because it goes back to the Guinness World Records of talent and shit like that. You can't always be talented if you're doing the same thing in exactly the same way as somebody else. So I think that's what I'm seeing a lot with this influencer wave and the things that they do. I think that is like y'all mimic the same style and it's just you got a different voice. And I think that if you separate and really find out your hidden talent or really what your talent is, I think you will have more of a benefit out of purpose in life. Anything Zorda on the pod?
Listen. If you ain't make $100 million in 2 days, don't talk to me.
Don't talk to
me. Word to Rich Homie Quine.
Yep. R.I.P. Rich Homie Quan.
R.I.P. to Rich Homie Quan.
Let's stop glamorizing popping pills and drugs and shit within our community as well. R.I.P. Rich Homie Quan.
That being said, I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
I'm Reese.
Thank you for being out here with us. See you next week.